All right, so we are on the bottom of Nun Gimel Amud Beis. By the way, if you know Daf Nun Hey, it's like 25 lines total, and that's for next week when we have as many days as we need. But this week is a lot longer, so sorry. Okay, so all the way at the bottom of Nun Gimel Amud Beis. Oh, we're past the halfway point. Daf Shavua sent an email. Past halfway point, so.
That's okay. Emails.
They send a lot of emails. But it's still good. Halfway through Ksubis, it's good. Okay. All the way at the bottom of the page says the Gemara, Bai Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar asked the following question. Bas Shnia, Yesh Lamazonos, O Ein Lamazonos. What is a Bas Shnia? So we've talked about it in the past. By the way, I do have to say, having learned your Vamos first, it does set you up for Ksubis nicely. It does. It's quite a lot of topics that we saw in your Vamos are here in Ksubis. Could be like learning Git and Kiddush would also be a good setup for learning Ksubis. But I'm just saying, that should feel good that a lot of the things that we learned there are helping us. Anyways, so a Shnios L'Arayos, we look at Rashi, Bas Shnia, three lines from the bottom, Misha Nasa Shnia Midirei Sofer, and certain relationships that are what's called Shnios L'Arayos, which are technically Midirei Reis are permissible, but Midirei Rabbanan Chazal Asr them because they're very, very similar to other Arayos. Right, the Amri Rabbanan lekamim perek almana hashniya ein laksuba. So the rule is if a man would marry one of the shniyos larayos, it's a forbidden relationship. The kiddushin is chal if they get married, right? But it is for a forbidden relationship, and because of that, she doesn't get a ksuba. So since she doesn't get a ksuba, if she doesn't get a ksuba, should her daughter, right, not get mazonos, right? What happens if they have a child and then the husband dies? So does the daughter get mizonos? So the Gemara continues in the Nedalim and Aleph. Kevan the leis laksuba leis la mizone. Odilma ima da av the isura kansura banan ihi the law of the isura lo kansura banan. Right. So maybe just do you say it's dependent on the ksuba? Mom has no ksuba, daughter gets no mizonos. Or do we say no? The mom was one of the isur, so she gets a knas that she gets no ksuba. But like in theory, that it's not the daughter's fault. In theory, there should be a ksuba. So the fact that there isn't one isn't her fault. That's just the mom doesn't get it, right? So therefore, like the overall responsibility is still there on the husband, on the father, and therefore maybe she gets mizonos. So answer the Gemara, teku, you don't know. By Rava, so Rava now asks bas arusa, right? So let's say a man is ma'aris a woman, right? They do erusin, and then he dies. Before that they had tashmish, right? Look at Rashi, bas arusa haba al arusaso, that is forbidden. Right, he's together with his arusa, v'yalda lo, the no change of v'yalda bas, or they had a daughter, umes, and he dies. All this before they had nisuin. They did erusin, he has tashmish with her, and then he dies. Right? V'lo banim, and he has other sons. So yesh lamazonos, minechasab, although, right, does she get some of the estate or not? The implication of Rashi is that if there were no sons, she gets everything anyways, because she's still his daughter. But if there are other sons, what happens for her? Fine. So back to the Gemara. By Rava Basarusa Yeshla Mizonos or in La Mizonos. Kevan the Isla Ksuba Isla Isla. But do you say though, since the mom had a Ksuba, what do you mean had a Ksuba? Rashi says, could go in Shakas of La, meaning maybe he gave her a Ksuba even just from Erisin. Inami Rabbanan Takun Nami La Rusa, or maybe if you assume that the Chazal made a Takun in general. For an arusa, they didn't write it. It wasn't written yet, but since the kan is there, so maybe she has a ksuba in a certain sense. Oh, Dilma came with the takin rabban ksuba ad shas nisuin leisla. Or do you say no? Look, lamaisa, the ksuba doesn't have to be written until the moment of nisuin. So maybe he had written one. Fine, but it didn't really have to happen until nisuin. So maybe she's not really considered that she has any rights at all to the ksuba. So does she have mizonos? Again, the Gemara answers. We don't know. Okay. Ba'u Rav Papa asked the following question. Bas Anusa, yesh lamazonos, o ein lamazonos. So again, Anusa, a man is ma'anis a woman, right? A man rapes a woman, and there's a child from that union. And the husband, the man now, right, would be forced to stay with this woman unless she doesn't want it. But he's forced to stay with her and take care of her, etc. So look at Rashi for a second. Bas Anusa, anas es hanayra, Vanasa acharechin, right? So he's be'anis the woman, and then he marries her. Right? Because the pasuk says that's actually what he's required to do if she wants it. Ve'yodolobas, and they have a daughter. Umes, and then he dies. So yesh la mazonos mina achin or lo. Same question. Does she get mazonos in that case? So it says Gemara as follows: Aliba the Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda lo to Bailach. If you're following the opinion of Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda, you don't even have to ask me a question. Why? The Amar, because he said, Yesh Laksuba, Yesh Laksuba Mana. Right, so according to Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda, who says that the Anusa gets a Ksuba from a husband, meaning he's Ma'anes her, and then he, you know, keeps her as a wife, right? What he also does, he pays Chamishim Kesef or whatever to her father in such a case, right? So there's a machlokas whether or not a woman in that case, when she gets married to the man who is manager, whether she gets a ksuba or not. So if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda that she gets a ksuba, so there's no question, right? Obviously, if she has our whole conversation each time has been if she gets a ksuba, then her child will get mazonos if the husband dies, right? Tibaylach aliv the rabbanan the amre yatsa kesef knasa biksubasa. Right? No, it's according to rabbanan who hold that the money that he pays initially to her father, that's considered the ksuba. That's enough. That covers the ksuba. So according to that opinion, does the daughter now get mizonos? Kevin de leisla ksuba leisla mizonos. You say, well, look, she has no ksuba, technically, and therefore the daughter doesn't get any mizonos. Oh, dilma ksuba time amai kadesh lo te kala be'in av lahotzia v'halo matzim afikla. And you might argue, no, in this case, it's different. What is the general reason why the chazar are attacking ksuba? Because if he didn't have to pay her out all this money, I'm not interested anymore, I'll just divorce her. Now there's a big financial hit when he doesn't give her the ksuba. Is a big financial hit in the name of the terms of the ksuba when he divorces her. So now he's going to take a pause before he does so. See, that's fine for who? For women that he's able to divorce. But this woman's lo tzia l'isha, he has to stay with her forever. So you might argue in that case, there's no ksuba at all because there's nothing to talk about. Right, there's no the whole concern goes away. So maybe in that case, you say that that therefore the daughter doesn't get any mizonos because there's no concept of a ksuba for her. Right? Rashi actually explains it nicely. Rashi says, "My mizonos habas shehin tanai ksuba." Right, again, the mizonos that go to the daughter are part of the tanai of the ksuba. Paki bahachi, are they gone in such a case? Oh, lo. Mi arminan kevin de leisla, etc. And since she doesn't get it, she doesn't get a ksuba. She doesn't have a ksuba, and therefore no mizonos. O dilma ksuba hainu taima, continues Rashi, de lo tikun la rabbana mishum de kol ksubas isha mishum shlo te kal be'en av lotzia tikunu. The whole reason for the ksuba is so it won't be so easy, so quick to divorce her. V'halo matzim afik hitichsev lo yuchal ashachla. Right? So ksuba de mishum afukehu Delotikon, the lekel amechash leisla, aval shar tanai ksuba, the lav mishum shlote kalav. Oh, sorry, no, that's the next line in the Gemara. I think. No, the Gemara just ends with the teku. All right, yeah, yeah. Let's look at Rashi. So Rashi explains it. So look back in Rashi. Ksuba di mishum afukehu delotikon. Right, ksuba. The whole reason we have it is because. Right, so that he won't just get rid of her. The lake lamechash. So here she doesn't get it. Right, the lake lamechash. Maybe leisla aval shar tanai ksuba. Maybe you'd say the other. Maybe that part right of the ksuba that is there, so that he has to pay her money, so that he won't just divorce her so fast. But maybe that part you don't have. But maybe shar tanai ksuba. The other things in the ksuba, part of which is, and I'll take care of your children, right. Mishum shalote, the la mishum shalote kalabena, right? Meaning those other parts of the ksuba, the money that goes to the woman in the event that there's divorce or he dies, that's for that reason, right? That's the shalote kalabena of the tzia. But the piece about, and I'll make sure to take care of your daughter or your son, right, or whatever, that's not because of that reason. That's just a separate responsibility. So maybe you could split it and say, look, that part is just for that reason, and therefore wouldn't apply in our case because he has to stay married to her. But maybe the part that's just about taking care of the daughter, maybe that would be viewed separately. So that's the reason why we'd have a consideration to require it here. Also, we don't. And then the Gemara, take good question. We don't know.
Okay. So if somebody comes to you with this case, how do you pass it?
I don't know. Right? How do you pass it to take you? Presumably the answer is Amotzi Mechavir Alav Araya. Right. So presumably the Suffolk mamon, we're going to leave it in the hand of the muchzak, whoever keeps the money. So if you don't know, presumably we don't require it. Mm-hmm. You know, presumably, because that's the rule. Right? If you want to take the money, it's whoever's holding the money, you have to have a proof. So we don't have, we're Mesupa. So So I would imagine that's the case. Okay. Next. So the next part of the Tanai that's in the Ksuba is Atehe Yasva Bebesi. Right? He says, you can stay in my house as long as, the assumption is as long, we're going to see more of this also, as long as she isn't like going out and leaving the house to go marry somebody else. Right? She can stay in the house as long as she has no other relationship going on here. So it's Tani Rav Yosef, Bebesi Belo Bebiksi. That's a Bika. A Bika is a really shack, like a hut, like a little, like, run down, very, very small space, right? Avamizoni Isla, right? So it's Bebesi, meaning you can stay in my house as long as you need, but if the house was a Bika like that, so that's considered so small that she doesn't have permission to stay in that house, even though he has to continue to give her money. We give her bezonos to take care of her needs. Like Rashi says, "Bebeis of Obi." See, imishal bias. If he has a house, kofin is a yorshin laseis lamador lafik foda. Right, they have to give her a room. It's just a place that she can live. Ve'en lechon lomar la lechid lebeis avich. You don't say to her, you have to go to your father's house. Ve'anu zanenos chasham, and we'll send you checks. You know, but go to your father's house. Ava ein lo bias ela biksav. If all he has is this rundown house, biksav alma tsarif tsar v'katan. It's the little tiny house. V'lashon biksa ki bay aksa, right? A house that is very small. Yecholin lomar lechim etzleinu da'atehe yasav v'beisi kasav lach v'lo bebiksi. Right, so they can say to her, if the house is that small, they can say to her, you have to go find somewhere else to live, because wasn't the Tanai. The Tanai was only if I had a house, but he doesn't have a house. He only has a little tiny hut. So in that case, they can send her home, but she, v'amazoni, right, yisleir, she says, that she gets v'beisa via, right? They still have to finance her. Okay, back to the Gemara. Mar Barav Ashi Amar Afilim Mizoni Nami Lesla. So Mar Barav Ashi says, no, in that case, even the money, even the Mizonos, she doesn't get. So he said she doesn't even get Mizonos. But Lady Silchas like Mar Barav Ashi, but we don't pass it like him. Presumably, he assumes that the whole thing is connected. So, if I don't have the bias part, I don't have the mazonos either. It's all one time. Fine. So, but we don't pass it like that. So, we would assume that she would go live somewhere else, but she would get, you know, financed by them. So, Amr Nachman, Amr Shmuel, Tevuha lihinase v'nispaisa ein lamazonos. So, we always try to figure out. We always say Erison is engaged. Erison is not engaged. Erison is the first stage of marriage. What's engaged in the Gemara? Tevuha lihinase. Right. Use the language of. He asked her to get married, right? So some guy asks her to get married, Vinny Spice, and she says yes, ein lamazonos. It's over now. You'd say, why is that? She still didn't get married to somebody. He's not required. By the fact that he asked her to get married, and she says yes, that doesn't make the new guy chayev her mazonos, right? But the point is, the moment that she says yes, right? The moment she says yes, it's as she's now like leaving the house. Right? Look at Rashi, Vinny Spice, tu su lo kwinamba megar amanusech. She's no longer like an amana living in her husband's house because she's now already like preparing herself to exit the house and exit the relationship. So tavuli nasev nispaisa ein lamazonos. Says the Gemara, ha lo nispaisa yesh lamazonos. But if she didn't say yes, then she gets mazonos. Amrav Anan. So meaning what? So what if the guy asked her but she said no? Right. Rashi says ha lo nispaisa yesh la bitmiya. That's a question. Meaning, let's say the guy asked her and she's like, no, you're not for me. Right? She's not interested in that guy. Right? But clearly she's dating. Right? She is interested in leaving the family and going to a new husband. She just says no because, you know, this guy's a slob. I'm not interested in that guy, but I'm interested in getting married. Right? So the implication we have here is that it's only if she accepts the request. But if she would turn down the request, even though she's interested in leaving, sounds like she still gets mazonos. So Amrav Anan, Ledidi Mefar Shalimine, Demar Shmuel. No, for me, I explained the words of Mar Shmuel. Amra Machmas Ploni Baili Yesh Lamazonos. She says, no, I'm not interested. I had a husband already. I'm not interested in getting remarried. Right? So there's some people like this, right? We're married once, and they say, I'm not interested in another marriage. I had a wonderful marriage. I don't want another one. I'm finished. Right? If that's what she says, so that's different than Yesh Lamazonos, because she's not interested in leaving to marry somebody else. But Machmas Bnei Adam, she ain't a Muganin La. If she says, no, you? No, not you. I'm waiting for a different guy. right? I'm dating, but I'm not interested in you. So then, ein la mazonos, right? So he explained it. It depends why she says no. Okay. So Amar Rav Chisda, zinsa ein la mazonos. So Rav Chisda says if she goes and she's mezana while she's an amana, right? And she's mezana with a different person, so the ein la mazonos, presumably why? She's showing that she's interested in other people, right? Amar Rav Yosef, kichla upirkasa ein la mazonos. If she starts to get herself, makeup, and she's getting herself all done up, again, showing that she's interested in being with somebody else, again, ein la mazonos. Manda amar zinsa kol shekein kichla upirkasa. If you said that zinsa, she's out. So certainly if she, if she goes ahead and she gets herself done up, she's going to be out also. But manda amar kichla upirkasa, aval zinsa isla. But if you hold that getting herself all dressed up and showing that she's interested in going out to have a new relationship, she loses the mizonos. But she's mizana, then she might still keep it. So why is that my time, huh? Yetzer ansa, because again, zinsa is not looking for a relationship necessarily. It's she was interested and she was had a desire, so she went after her desire. Doesn't mean that she's interested in marrying somebody else, right? She just got caught up in her desires, so maybe not. So for her, so if you just hold, kichlo pichasa, which is a very deliberate act of wanting to leave, to start a new relationship, so then maybe mizana, you wouldn't necessarily agree that she loses her mizonos. Okay. But we don't pass like any of these. Ela ki ha da amr Yehuda amr Shmuel hatovas ksubasa bebezdin ein la mazonos. Yehuda amr Shmuel says, I'll tell you the way that she loses her mazonos. The way is when she goes to Bezdin and she says, I want my money, I want my ksuba. When she says that, then ein la mazonos. But otherwise, in all the other cases, it sounds like she still keeps her ksuba. She keeps her mazonos. So Mar says, "Well, really? Not in any of the cases." Vatanya, machar ksubasa, umashkena ksubasa, asa ksubasa, apotiki laacher ein la mazonos. We said if she sells her ksuba, or she makes her ksuba like a mashkon, what do you call that?
Collateral,
yeah, for a loan, right? Or she makes her ksuba an apotiki, which is similar idea to somebody else. So then ein la mazonos. Did she lose her mazonos? So what do you mean? So honey in aval tova slow. It sounds like only these cases, maybe. But the list doesn't include a woman who goes to claim her ksuba. So Gemara says, no. Honey bein bebezdin bein shelo bebezdin. No, those cases, those are whether she's in bezdin or not in bezdin. These are things that she does on her own, right? Tovas bebezdin in shelo bebezdin. No, but tovas. Requesting your ksuba, that's something that only happens in Bezdin. The point being, the reason it was left off this list is these are all things that can happen outside of Bezdin. When they give the example of Tovas, Tovas ksubasa, that's something that only happens in Bezdin. But the bottom line is, I think the one question then is, when the Gemara said, oh, we don't pass like any of these cases, only the case of Tovas ksuba, now they gave these three other cases, right? So it sounds like we don't pass like these other cases, but these three, machra, mashkana, asasa ksubasa, butikla acher, doesn't lose their mazonos, and Tovas Bebezdin loses her mazonos also. But the other cases of like getting dressed up or being mazana or any of those cases, or the guy asks her to get married, all those cases are those cases we would not, she would not lose her ksuba. That's what it sounds like.
So if she gets married, but she doesn't demand her ketuba, then she still gets supported?
No, if she gets married,
then that's another.
If she actually gets married, right, then Tovas ksuba, the other case was when she's, he's Tova Linasa. He asks her to get married, but they didn't actually have kiddush. Okay. She has nisuin.
Okay.
Then she's for sure out at that point. Yeah,
that's not included.
Correct. Yeah. She's out. But the point is, if she also if she goes and collects her ksuba, so then she's also out. Then she has the ksuba money. Okay. V'kach hayu anshe Yerushalayim. Fine. So we also the Mishnah mentioned also that the anshe Yerushalayim had a certain way of writing their ksuba. Right, kach hayu anshe Yerushalayim kosvin, and anshe Galil would say like anshe Yerushalayim, and anshe Yehuda would say anshe yirtzu hayorshin litein lach ksubaseich, the feeling ratzi yorshin nas nosin lach ksubasa upochin osa. Right, so the big difference is that the anshe Yehuda would say if they wanted they can pay off the ksuba immediately, right, and that's it. And then they'll leave us alone, right? They could basically, instead of her having to request the ksuba, and otherwise she could just hang out in the family and take money from the mizonos, that's what the Anshu Yerushalayim said. Anshu Yerushalayim say, look, she can wait, and as long as she wants to wait, she can wait and just get mizonos, not get a ksuba. But the Anshu Yehuda said, no, the children can actually go and say, we're giving you a ksuba, and now leave us alone. Okay, so that's the machlokas between the Anshu Yerushalayim and Anshu Yehuda. We're going to see that. Okay, so Itmar. Rav Amar Halacha Ka Anshu Yehuda. So Rav holds like the Anshu Yehuda that they can force her to take the ksuba money and then walk away. Yeah, is that correct? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, good.
They can buy her out.
Shmuel Amar Halacha Ka Anshu Galil. Right? And the Shmuel says, we halacha Anshu Galil, that they cannot buy her out. As long as she wants to get mizonos she can't. Fine. Bavel V'chol Parvadha Nahu Karav. So Bavel and all of like the surrounding areas, they held like Rav. And Naharda, V'chol Parvadha, and Naharda, and the old, you know, all the surrounding areas there, Nahu Kashmuel. They held like Shmuel. Fine. So different places held like the two Gedolim, some held like Rav, and another place held like Shmuel. Ahi Bas Mechuza, the Havas Nesiba L'Naharda. So there was a certain woman from Mechuza who was married to a guy from Naharda. Mechuza presumably is in Bavel. Asla Kamei Derev Nachman, so I came to Rav Nachman, and Shama Lakala the Bas Mechuzahi. He could tell by her accent. That she's from Mechuza. So Amar Lahu, Bavel V'chol Parvada, Noho Karav. So he says, you have to follow Rav. You're from Mechuza. So you have to hold like Rav, and which means that they can buy her out. But the people who are there, I said, wait a second, Vahala Narada in the Siba. Yeah, but that's true. She's from Mechuza, but she married a guy from Narada. So Amalhu, Ihachi, Narada, Vachal Parvada, no Gishmuel. Oh, fine. So then you can't buy her out because you have to hold like Shmuel. Fine. Vahadhecha Narada. And how do you know what area is considered Narada? What's considered like outside this area known as Narada? Adhecha the Sagi Kava de Narada. There's a certain measurement known as the Kav of Narada. As long as that area, they use that measurement called Kav Narada, that's considered the area called Narada. Fine. Okay, so the bottom line is, it depends on the husband, where the husband lives. She moved to the husband, so it depends on him. Fine. Itmar. Amana, Rav Amar, Shamin Mashaleha, Ushmul Amar, Ein Shamin Mashaleha. So a woman gets, her husband passes away, and she comes to collect her ksuba. So the question is, do you look at her clothing and say how much her clothing's worth and take off, deduct the value of her clothing from the ksuba? Okay? So Rav says, you do. Shmuel says, you don't. Okay? So Amar Rav Chiya Bar Avin, v'chilufa b'lakit. And Rav Chiya Bar Avin says, and the opposite is true when it comes to a lakit. What's a lakit? A lakit is a person who works in a field. He's a laborer, but he also like lives in the house. So he lives in the house and he doesn't have a specific amount of payment per se, but he stays there for a long time and he lives with the family, and then at some point he leaves. So the opposite with the lakit, meaning that whatever the opinions is on each side, they would hold the opposite by the lakit. Meaning when they come to pay the lakit at the end, same question. Do you ask him, do you deduct? And the scenario is you gave him clothing also. Okay, so you gave him his clothing. So same question. When he's now time for him to leave, do you deduct his clothing from his payment or not? And whatever you held, you know, Rav and Shmuel, it's the opposite by the lucky. Okay? Okay.
It almost sounds like an Evikani, you know?
It says kind of, right? Sounds kind of, but right? The difference is that he's not really an Evikani. You don't own him. Mm-hmm. And the plan is for him to leave. You know he's going to leave. Fine. So, and that's part of the question. Like, why would you hold one way versus the other? One might be like, when the husband marries a woman, he expects to give her clothing and he expects her to keep it. As opposed to lakid, he knows he's going to leave at some point. Or the opposite. When you marry her, you expect, you know, that's as long as we're married. But that relationship, you know, you don't expect that relationship to end necessarily. Like, you know it's going to end, whatever. There's different ways of viewing the reason for the differences between the two. Rav Kahana mas nevechem balaki. Yeah, but the other Rav Kahana says no, they're exactly the same. In both cases, it's someone who you take care of and you give them clothing. And so both Rav and Shmuel, whatever they hold by the almana, they hold the same thing by the lucky. Fine. Umanach ba simana, and he like they put a simon on how to remember Yasma varamalsa shalach ufok. Right, that the the yasma, meaning the lakid, it's like a, he's like a yasom, he's sort of like an orphan, because he has like, you know, he lives with you, he has nowhere to be. So the yasom and the amalna, shalach book, go and take, you know, take and take it off, basically, like meaning like we're going to take off the value of your clothes. Fine. So Rav Nachman, afagav d'tnam b'snisen kavaset is Shmuel. So Rav Nachman says, even though there's a Mishnah that sounds like Shmuel, again, Shmuel is the one who holds that we don't care about, we don't take her, take the value of the clothing off from the ksuba. So even though there's a Mishnah that sounds like Shmuel, hilchas l'kavaset d'Rav. There's a halacha, the halacha is like Rav. This non, I'll take the Mishnah, that sounds like Shmuel. This non, echad ha-makdish nechasa ve'echad ha-marechas asmo, of a person's makdish is his possessions, the Beis HaMikdash. Or he gives it his own value, right? Like Erechin. He gives it his own value as a, makes that hektish to the Beis HaMikdash. Ein lo, lo b'ksus ishto, lo b'ksus banov, lo b'tseva shetzava l'shman, lo b'sandalim, chadashim, shalakach l'shman. Right, so if a person says, I'm giving all of my property to the Beis HaMikdash, what's not included? He doesn't include his wife's clothing, his children's clothing, his, their shoes, etc. So what does that show you? That the clothing that's given to them, these people is considered theirs. Right? You don't say like, what do you mean? That's really my clothes that you're wearing. You don't say that. And that sounds like Shmuel. Shmuel says, you don't deduct the value of her clothing. You gave her clothing. It belongs to her. Finished. You don't start ticky-tacking for the clothing. The clothing, once it's given to her, it belongs to her. So this Mishnah sounds like her. Sounds like Shmuel. So I'm like Rav, Rav Nachman. So you just told me there's a Mishnah like Shmuel, and you proved it to me. You presented the Mishnah, and now you're telling me you don't pass it like him. Why not? You have a Mishnah just like him. So Amalei lichara kishmuel rehita kimeyenes b'hilchasa kavasa derav. At the first glance is like Shmuel, but if you look carefully, you're going to see that Lach is really like Rav. Why? My time, ki akne la adaita la mekam kame adaita la mishkal umefak lo akne la. So what's the difference? The difference is that when he gives them the clothing, right, it's for them to keep it, right? To take it away, he doesn't have that in mind. What does that mean?
That he gives her the clothing on the assumption that she's going to stay with him forever.
Forever.
But he didn't give it to her that they're, you know, as part of leaving. If you leave, you don't get to keep the clothing. As long as you're with me,
then you get to keep them.
Right.
So what? So when he's makdish the nechasim, in that case, you don't include the clothing. Why? Because they're staying married.
Right.
They're still married, right? But when he dies, so now, at that point, now the relationship ends. So meaning, you're right. Typically, we say you gave it to her, it's hers. So we say, forever. Not really forever. It's forever as long as we're married.
Right.
So if he's makdish nechasim, when they're married, so you're right, don't include the wife's clothing. But once he dies, that's already a different story. So that's why the Mishnah is not a proof for Shmuel. It's not a proof for Rav either.
Right, that's right. It disproves the Shmuel.
It's not a proof for Rav.
Right, right.
Right, but it's just you know.
You make it sound like it is.
I mean, right. But it doesn't sound like it's like Rav. But it's more that, right? Kimayenes ba hilchasa kavase de Rav. Right, if you look carefully, it could be that even if you look at it, you could still say that Lachas like Rav, I mean, as opposed to saying that it's a proof for Rav. Could be. Say anything different there?
No.
Oh, okay. That's the problem. Okay. Next case. Kalsa debe bar al yashiv. So there was a kala who was married in to the family of the bar al yashivs. So hafaka tavak subasa miyasme. So she was, her husband had passed away, and she was going to collect a ksuba from the Yisomim. Have a kamamte lehu lebeidina. So they saw her as she's going to Bezdin. And Amrei, zilalan milsa de tizli hachi. Right? They said, you're going to go, it's like, it's not respectful for you to go into Bezdin. You're not wearing your nice clothes. Like, it's not right. You should be dressed up more. So azal levishtinu vichsisinu lekule mona. So what did she do? So she went and dressed up in all of her nice clothes. She put all her clothes on and her jewelry, whatever. She got all dressed up. Right? So Asula Kameh de Ravina, they came to Ravina, Amalhu, Hilchasa Kavasa de Rav. So I got there and he said, Allah is like Rav, that what? We deduct the value of the clothing. Now Amar Amana Shavin Mashallah. So they tricked her, right? They tricked her and now they deduct the clothing also. So I saw somewhere, where did I see this? Maybe I saw it in the note somewhere. they would have deducted them anyways. They always deduct all the clothing that she really has. But when she puts it on, it like reminds them. Right? It's not like they weren't really like tricking her per se. If they're making it clear, they just want to make sure the Beis Din really know. It's like, look, she has all this clothing. Don't forget about the clothing. Right? So they get her to get dressed up so that they won't, you know, forget to include what's really rightfully theirs. It wasn't like it, you know.
So not just what she's wearing when she goes to
the exactly. Place. It's like, yeah, exactly. That's what it sounds like. Fine. Next case. Good. Okay. Ahuda Amar Lehu Nedunya Lebras. So there was a certain person who was Rashid Savash Shechiv Mira, right? He was on his deathbed. Okay? And we take the Savash Shechiv Mira very seriously. When a person makes a command when he's on his deathbed, so we take that very seriously. You say there's a mitzvah l'kayim divrei meis. You have to do l'kayim what he says. So he's on his deathbed, and he says, "So ha'huda amalhu nedunya labras zal nedunya." Right. So he says, "I want you to give her, make sure to give her, the right things, these following things for her dowry." So amr of idi bar. Oh, sorry. And then the value of that item, the item they gave her, goes down, right? It gets cheaper. So the question is, do you have to pay now, fill it in for the original value? Say it was worth $500, and now it goes down to $300. So do you have to add things to her now to make it up value up to $500? Or no, you give the items as they were, and you don't have to fill in the blanks. So I'm Rabbi Bar Oven, Purna Liyasme. The extra money goes to the assumption, meaning they don't have to fill in the extra $200. They keep that, it went down. Okay, went down. Sorry. They don't have to fill it. Ahuda amalahu. Someone said to somebody, again, another Shechiv Mira, another case of Shechiv Mira. So he says, Arba mea zuze min chamra labras. I want you to give 400 zuz. Look at Rashi says, Mashma oso yayin yehe meshubar lakach. So he wasn't actually saying give her the chamra, give her the wine, but he's saying 400 zuz worth of that wine. But the point being, he wants to give her 400 zuz. Iker chamra. Now the wine goes up in price. I'm Rav Yosef, Rav Chaliasmi. Again, the extra goes to the Yisomim. So again, they don't have to pay more. So they just have to give her the 400. Krive de Rabbi Yochanan. Relative Rabbi Yochanan, Havel Hu, it's this... It's Abba to have a kamafsa de mizone. So she had a wife of their father, yeah? Their father's wife, who was, again, making use of their money a lot, right? Eating a lot of mizonos. So us, like, Hamed Rav Yochanan, they came to Rav Yochanan, what are we going to do? So Amr Lahu, Izilu, V'amru Lei, La'avuchon, so tell your father, right? They're nervous what's going to happen once he dies. So they say, go tell your father, the niyached la ara lemezona. So go tell your father, say that field is for her. The point being, like, restrict it. So only that field will be for her. So us lekame, the Rish Lakish. So fine. So then after he died, they came to Rish Lakish. So amalahu, koshikin shariba lemezona. He said, what are you talking about? You now were miyached a field for her? So now you added. Now she gets regular lemezonos plus that field. And didn't make it any better, they made it worse. So Amalei, for Rabbi Yochanan, lo Amarach. They said, but Rabbi Yochanan didn't say that. So Amalehu, Zil Havula, Zil Havula, Ve'ilo Mafikna Lachu, Rabbi Yochanan Mi'onaychu. So you should give her what you're supposed to give her, and you don't. And if you don't, then go to Rabbi Yochanan and ask him.
I'm going to put you in Kleirim, and you won't be able to listen to Rabbi Yochanan says anyway. I'm going to force you not to listen to Rav Yochanan.
So if not, I'll force you, right, to listen to listen to Rav Yochanan. So also came to Rav Yochanan. He's going to Rav Yochanan. What happened? So Amalehu, Ma'esa, what can I do? She connecti chaluk alai. Someone who's equal to me, right? Rishlokesh, right? Rav Yochanan, Rishlokesh. They argued all the time. They were equals. He said, look, what can I tell you? Rishlokesh is a valid opinion, and he disagrees with me. So I'm Rav Yavo, Lididi, Mefarshli, Mined, Rav Yochanan, Amar Limazonos, Ribula. Ribalamazonos, Amar Bimazonos, Kitislamazonos. So basically what ended up happening is that Rabbi Yochanan himself realized that he made a mistake. And he said he was moded to Rish Lakish. And he said, if you it depends on the language that you use. If you say Limazonos, right? You're basically saying add it to her mezonos. If you say, if that field should be limezonos, you're now adding it. If you say bimezonos, then you're saying it should be only this. So basically, the Rabbi Yochanan, at the end of the day, really agreed that Reish Lakish was right. That the language that they used, that it was his fault. It was the language that he told them to use was really not specific enough, or it was specific in the wrong way, and it caused this problem. And that basically he agreed in the end with Reish Lakish. Okay. Shkoy Chajun Allah Naira. Yeah.
One question to go back to the cases.
Start the Mishnah. Yeah.
Sorry, one case where give her items and the price the items go down in value. You don't have to give her more.
Right.
But then give her money or umrah worth a certain amount.
And the value goes up.
Does that mean, but what if the opposite happens in both of those cases? Does that mean she makes out better or?
Or is it always the
yes, gets the better end of the deal?
That's a good question. You're saying what would happen if they?
Give her the items and those items go up.
And those items go up in value, would you now take some of them away from her?
Right, right.
It sounds like from the way it's being taught that the answer is no, meaning that she got that value was for her. If it goes down, then it goes down. But that's not his problem. That's what he said to give her. But if it would go up, it would sound like also the same thing. It would stay. She gets that. That's the thing he was miyachid for.
Right.
The difference to me between the two cases, I thought when I was reading it, was that one way he gave her specific items, and one way he gave her specific money.
Right.
Right. So if it was 400 and the price went down, they would still have to give her 400 zuz.
Yeah.
Right, so that's what it sounded like to me, that the, so it...
Right, so I was wondering, is it two separate
so the
cases?
Other, right, so the other case where it's the items go up, would she have to give some back?
Right.
I don't know. It sounded like to me that if it's dependent on money versus the items. That's how I thought I read it.
Yeah, but it's all one case then, and they keep saying no matter what, the yasum always makes out better.
And then why I say if it goes up versus right. if it goes down? That's a good question. I'm not positive. It's a good question. Okay. We'd have to take a look. Right. That's a good question. That's good. That's a good question, Tarachian, to see. That's a good question. Okay, so let's start. Perak Af Api says the Mishnah as follows: Af Api Sha'amru Besula Gova Masayim VaAmana Mana. So we have a rule, and again, a rule we know: a Besula gets 200, and a Mana gets 100. But nevertheless, Imratz LaHosef, if he wants to add to it, Afilu Mea Mana, if he wants to add 100 Mana Yosef, he can add Nis Armala O Nis Garsha. And then if she becomes an amana or she gets gerushin, so whether that's from erisin or from nisuin, she gets to collect all of it. So the point is like this: he's allowed to add, right? This is the amount he's supposed to give. The Gemara's going to ask the question: what do you think? Of course, he can add if he wants to. The Gemara's going to ask that. But the point is. Besula gets 200, Amana and Grusha get 100, but he's allowed to add more if he wants. Okay, but what and what happens then if he dies or they get divorced? So the Rabbi Elazar the Tanakhama is saying it doesn't matter Erishin and Nisuin. Once he wrote the Ksuba for her with this larger amount, she gets to keep it. But Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is saying is that no, from Nisuin, you get the regular amount plus the bonus. But if it's from Erisin, so then they just get the basic amount that they were supposed to get. You don't get the bonus. Why? Because he only added the bonus with the expectation that they were going to get married. They get on Nisuin. They never had Nisuin, so then the bonus amount doesn't kick in. Okay. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Imratza Kosev Lebesula Shtar Shem Asayim. We saw this earlier on Dafnun Aleph. Who says if he wants, he can write the Besula Shtar for 200. Vihi Kosevis, and she can write his Kabalti Mimcha Mana, and she can write, and I got from you 100. Meaning she's basically Mocha on the other 100. Vela Mana Mana, and the money she can give her 100. Vihi Kosevis, his Kabalti Mimcha Chamishim, and she can say I already got 50 from you. Again, she's Chamishim Zuz. She's going to be Mocha on the other 50. Rabbi Meir Omer, Kol Apoches LeBesula Mimasayim VeLaMana Mimana Hairei Zu Bila Znus. That's a very powerful line to say. Rabbi Meir says that anyone who takes away from the 200 of the Besula or 100 from the Amana, it's considered a Bila Znus, which is very striking language. It's very extreme language because they're married, right? And they agreed to the amount. And he's still giving her Ksuba, right? So to call it Bila Znus, good question we're going to have to see. Is that, does he mean it literally Bila Znus? Does he mean it's very serious, it's terrible? But it doesn't really be less. No, that's what we're going to have to see. Fine. So the Gemara now asks the question, Pshita, of course he can add if he wants to. So Mod the same, but what's the half? I mean, what might I have thought? Kitsutsa of the Rabbanon, Shalaya Vayesh is Misha Enlo. Maybe you'd say no. Chazal, we have many examples where Chazal say you only do specific amounts. Why? Not more than that, because if this guy adds and that guy adds and that guy adds, so then the guy who doesn't have money to add, he's going to be embarrassed. Kamash Malon, then no, we allow it. I guess they weren't so nervous that there was going to be so much of this that they left it in place. Okay. Ratza lichtov la. So we had talked about he's Ratza l'hosef mosek. Wants to add on, he can add on. So Ratza lichtov la. So if he wants to write it for her, lo katani, right? It says Ratza l'hosef mosek. If he wants to add, he can add. But it didn't say, what if he just wants to write it for her? It doesn't say that. It's Ella Ratza l'hosef. It just says that if he wants to add, he can add. So that's going to help. Misayle l'rebi Ivo. That's going to help the opinion. It seems to be help for the opinion of Rabbi Ivo. We're going to see what that means. Rabbi Yanai, Rabbi Yanai, Tanai Ksuba Kiksuba Dami. Right? That the Tanai Ksuba is like the Ksuba itself. Right? Whatever Tanai you make, look at Rashi. Rashi says, Tanai Ksuba, Tosefis Shehu Matana, Shehu Masna, Lahosava, any Tanai that he puts. Any addition that he puts as a condition, v'chein mezonos v'chohanach the tanah b'pir k'deleil, everything we talked about is considered like the ksuba itself. Okay, so if he wants to be mosif, he can be mosif. The point being, even if he didn't write it down, he didn't write it in the ksuba, but he made a tanah associated with it, so that's going to be considered like the ksuba. And the Gemara is now going to explain that the nafkamina is for all these examples: mocheres, mocheles, moredes, etc. We'll talk about those next week when we deal with daf nunhei. Okay, bye.